This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. There's a lot to gawk at the State Fair of Texas. A 55-foot-tall cowboy, towering cones of cotton candy, flashing midway rides that defy gravity. This year, a handful of guys on pogo sticks do that too. Three times a day, the ex-pogo demo team does everything from backflips to 7-foot bounds over a limbo pole. It looks cool, sure. The biomechanical breakdown of what these athletes are actually doing is even cooler. When I was a kid, I dreamed of traveling around my neighborhood on a pogo stick, like Dennis the Menace. I saved my money, bought a shiny red one, and managed maybe a dozen jumps in a row. Straight up and down, and that was it. So I settled for an easier option, the pogo ball. Pogo ball is what they call it when you're rocking and rolling in the air. It looked like a flying saucer for your feet. A bouncy ball you squeezed between your sneakers while standing on a plastic disc. You could jump about 10 inches off the ground. The ex-pogo team at the State Fair of Texas uses slightly upgraded gear. And their level of skill? Let's just say I wasn't asked to join the ranks.
Who wants to see a 7-foot front flip?
This team of extreme pogoers can pull off tricks most of us would never attempt. Jumps with no hands, jumps with no feet, backflips, front flips, and sky-high leaps over obstacles. Brian Pognant has been involved in extreme pogo sticking for 15 years. He says the key to getting tricks down isn't strength, it's
balance, always balance. We have 13-year-olds jumping like 10 feet, and that's only because they know how to balance.
And science backs that up. Peter Weyand, professor of physiology and biomechanics at SMU, studies how biology and physics intersect.
So if your body isn't perfectly over the center of that pogo stick, it's going to send you off in one direction or another, and there's less room for error when you come in from a really high height that's going to result in big forces on the ground.
And there are plenty of high heights in the State Fair ex-pogo demonstration, thanks in part to the gear they're riding. The guys start their show with some basic tricks on traditional spring-powered sticks, but Weyand explains, those just don't go very high.
The spring on those pogo sticks is going to bottom out pretty quickly.
So the ex-pogo guys primarily use pneumatic pogo sticks that bounce on a cushion of highly compressed air. This is what they sound like. Pneumatic sticks can handle a lot more force, which means they can carry their riders higher and higher with each bounce, up to 10 feet in the air. Brian Pognant says getting comfortable with the bounce is the key to every trick.
It's really all muscle memory. So if you can train for it and you have it down pat, you can go months and then pull out a backflip out of nowhere.
That doesn't surprise scientist Peter Weyand.
Not to say that what they do doesn't have any sort of conditioning or rigorous element, but it's not the most important thing. It's not as taxing as running a 4-minute mile, say. They're much more like gymnasts or acrobats.
And just like an acrobat, the pogo stick athlete has to be precise, specifically on the bounce.
Once they leave the ground, their body's trajectory is entirely set, so they know where they're going to land, and it's just a matter of getting the stick down in the right place before they come back down again.
4 backflips, everyone!
So technical skill is really important, but so is a love of the game. Just listen to how Brian Pognant describes a trick called a no-foot peg grab.
It's one of my favorites because it's just a fun thing to do. You pull the stick up, you slap the pegs, and you bring it back to your feet. It's a motion of all your body, and it's just a good way to throw yourself and the stick around in the air.
And that's what the crowd is into. Not the precision or the biomechanical greatness. It's the guys throwing themselves and their pogo sticks around in the air. Courtney Collins, KERA News.